Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, you know, I think I'm hooked. I might be an addict. Every day I have to do it. It's the Wordle puzzle. You get 6 attempts at guessing a 5-letter word. You start with a word of your choice and deduce it from there. It's addictive. It was invented by a tech geek to entertain his girlfriend who was big into puzzles. The New York Times have since purchased the rights for gazillions of pounds, and addicts like me await breath-bated to see how they'll commercialise it, collect data and generally ruin it by monetising it. You can share your success or otherwise on social media and communities. Wordle communities are emerging. It's a bit of free fun, and there's not much of that about these days. Success with Wordle is like imagining you're running GCHQ or the Enigma project, and failure is ignominious. 6 goes with 6 words, simple. If you like words, you'll love it. It got me wondering, we've been talking a lot about boards, and eventually you get to the question, just what makes a good board? Could it be summed up in 6 words? The business of the board is not the same as the work of the board. It's the business of the board to do the work, certainly, but it's also the necessary business of the board to show the work has been done and how. If you think about it, the principles are the same ones that make a great team and an efficient department. A good anywhere people work together in a joint endeavour. And just for fun, are there 6 words that describe excellence? 6 that crystallise management, shape the world of a team or board, 6 stakes in the ground, 6 signposts, 6 words to fall back on to give us form, direction and purpose. Well, here are my 6. 1. Imagination. Does the group have imagination? Is it encouraged? How? If you can imagine it, it can happen. Imagination is important in problem solving and reversing out of the cul-de-sac that a certain well-known board has got itself into. Imagination is part of ambition and initiative. If the group can't imagine solving a problem, then they won't. Imagination creates the energy that sparks blue sky thinking, that fires up an idea and blazes its way into a reality and a realizable solution. 2, inquisitive. People bring their own experience and skills, their qualifications and their knowledge. They also need something else, the facility to inquire, an ability to look beyond the boundary of their knowledge, be inquisitive. The quality of being able to exploit their ignorance and to say, how does this work? What's the purpose? What are we trying to achieve? Explain it to me. The most useful quality is ignorance and to be humble enough to exploit it. Knowing what they don't know and asking the questions, how, what, where, when, and who. 3, flexibility. The ability to bend and flex and work as a team. Many board members have senior roles elsewhere and often are the boss and go unchallenged. Teams have senior people, but hierarchy is corrosive and deference creates sclerosis. Boards, teams and departments are a joint venture, a single purpose that overrides other considerations. What is it? In our world, start with the patient and work backwards. 4, prioritise. The ability to understand what is important and what is not. It's easy to get bogged down in the detail, but it's just as dangerous to ignore the details and have problems creep up and overwhelm the group. Productivity depends on understanding priorities. The NHS EI board have not prioritised workforce, and now all recovery plans and developments are in jeopardy and future success in the balance. 5, dependable. Are the members reliable? Do they turn up? Have they read the papers? Have they gone out of their way to understand complex issues? You can rely on them if you can rely on their independent judgment. Do they make a worthwhile contribution or are they passengers? 6, ambition. However senior, however experienced, we can all improve and develop our skills. Ambition is the antidote for complacency. Senior people may think they've achieved their ambitions and goals in their own field or sphere of influence. It's important their original ambition is rekindled for the group, the team, focus on what success looks like. So those are my six. They're not set in concrete, they're based on the experiences I've had working in teams, committees and boards for nearly 50 years. What are yours? Thanks for listening. I hope we talk again soon. Bye bye now.